This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
I found that most speakers can tell you what question they receive most often. Melissa Kane Travis was on my radio program recently and said her most asked question is about the possibility of extraterrestrials. That makes sense since she often speaks on science topics that include a discussion of the vastness of the universe. The quick answer is that Scripture is silent on the possibility of other intelligent life forms in the universe. She reminds her audience that the Bible isn't meant to be a comprehensive cosmic encyclopedia. The discovery of divine creations that aren't mentioned in Genesis would not undermine the veracity of Scripture. What if we did discover extraterrestrial creatures? Wouldn't they need salvation just like we need? Well, there are two possible answers to that question. If their world was fallen, then they would also need salvation. But there's another possibility that C.S. Lewis proposed in his Ransom trilogy. An alien world may not be fallen. Of course, atheists love to pursue that question. Scientific American posted a provocative article entitled, "Did Jesus Save the Klingons?" The author suggests that the discovery of life beyond Earth might wreak havoc on certain religions. She also goes on to argue that there would be a serious theological problem to imagine Jesus being born in many different alien worlds. But Melissa doesn't see a problem with that view. There doesn't seem to be any theological reason why the Son of God might have been incarnated and atoned for sin in more than one place that wouldn't diminish our value described in Psalm 8. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. As I discussed in a commentary in May of last year, the ongoing investigations of UFOs haven't turned up any extraterrestrials just yet. The question is still hypothetical. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.